This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is the evening edition. Lynn and Uma with you. We're going to be talking about public transportation. Now, Putrajaya has announced that apparently they're in talks with Grab to help solve the last mile problem that has been plaguing all of us that use public transport.
So the idea here is that Grab might potentially replace, I suppose, feeder buses and hopefully that would get you delivered right to your doorstep. That is at least the concept. You would think that innovation would delight, but that really hasn't been the case. I think there has
Oh, you're talking about the response to this?
Yes. There has been a lot of feedback that has been less than entirely positive. And to be honest, I see where they're coming from.
Yeah, no, I do as well. And I guess primarily a lot of the feedback has to do with rewarding monopolies such as Grab, right? And if you're asking Grab to provide complementary services as well, that's going to cost the government money because Grab's not going to do it for free. They're going to need some payment for that. And is that what we want to do? When in actual fact, there is an implementation problem with how we implement feeder bus systems. It's a very poor system that's in place.
It is. And I think we could perhaps look into making that better as opposed to leaping straight to trying to solve it with a whole new solution. I think there's also a question about working with Grab in what capacity? You know, are we talking about working with Grab in terms of using their cars? Are we talking about them possibly adapting this only working with, I don't know, 16-seaters, things like that? Are we talking about, you know, small amounts of people? Because then that causes traffic jams. It's not exactly a seamless solution, or at least it isn't to my mind right now.
No, the idea is also to get cars off the road as well, not just replace it one for one, right, with a public transport car as opposed to a single occupant vehicle. I think there's another problem at hand, which is that we have a issue with the approach that we've taken to public transport. And I agree that there is a holistic solution there that needs to be looked at with regards to sidewalks, the ability for people to walk places. I don't think it's an issue of having covered sidewalks or, you know, the weather being a problem. I take it Singapore as an example because the weather is just as hot down there. And yet a lot of people walk and use public transport because all of those side systems are in place.
For you, I think the word here is seamless. There should be, it shouldn't be hard for me to figure out that last mile or that last kilometre. Right now, you have to take into account the weather, you have to take into account your safety. There's just a lot going on that in Singapore is, you know, very much easier.
But also, let's be fair, the problem with the feeder buses has very little to do with weather or safety. It has to do with a mentality and an approach as to why they don't run on time. Yes, traffic is a problem and sometimes they get caught in traffic jams. But for the most part, I've been at stations where I will just be waiting and there is no driver in sight and the 10-minute mark has passed and the 12-minute mark has passed. And so in that sense, there is no, I guess, pride in one's work, if you will, to follow a schedule. And also 15 minutes per feeder bus is probably a bad schedule as well. You need it slightly more frequently.
And a commuter can only really plan if they know a schedule and if they know the schedule is going to be adhered to. So that has been a problem. And with Grab, to be fair, they haven't revealed many details and they're still in talks anyway. But I also think it's all right to be surfacing these concerns at this stage because there are many, many concerns, not least of which, are we accounting for people who are not able-bodied when it comes to single passenger vehicles? Are they going to be able to to accommodate people of different needs?
And that's exactly what we're going to talk about, because this switchover from feeder buses to Grab will affect some more than others. And we're going to hear now from a disability rights activist. V. Murugeswaran joins us on the line. He's the president of the Damai Disabled Persons Association Malaysia. Thank you so much for joining us on the program, Murugeswaran. You reached out to us today saying that switching to Grab won't work for some disabled people. Talk to us a bit about that. What was your reaction when you first heard the news?
When I first read the news today, I think about all the disabled people that actually have come out and protest against rapid KL buses in 2006. When the rapid KL bus was first launched in this country, there was no accessible buses was introduced. So the group of disabled people actually came out and we actually protest against Prasarana, rapid KL bus provider at that time. And we had a long struggle to actually convince them, to tell them that how important it is that for a disabled people that having physically challenged, that uses wheelchair, that the cheapest mode of public transportation in this country is the buses. We asked the rapid bus company to bring in low-floor buses without steps so that they can fit it with either manual lift or hydraulic lift, so that the wheelchair users can go in, park their wheelchairs inside, and come out without any problem.
Right. And how did those negotiations finally turn out?
To tell you the truth is, after our long negotiation with Rapid KL management, they actually bring in first 100 buses that is accessible buses. But we actually have rejected that 100 buses in the beginning because the features inside the buses, it's not according to the universal design standard. So we actually told them that this is not the proper one. Yes, we want low floor buses, but the entrance for us to go in must be in the middle door, not from the front door. So the middle door have more space and they can actually make it easier for us. After a long struggle, long negotiation, many, many discussions with Ministry of Transport, Rapid KL Management, the transport providers, you know, now we have a bus that actually suitable for us. The feeder buses also have actually take all the facilities that they have in rapid buses to actually make it as a feeder buses, so that they can go to all the Taman area where a lot of disabled people in these areas, they cannot come out from their house because in order for them to book a taxi, none of the taxi in these countries are accessible, not even one. Yeah? And for a wheelchair to fit in, those days, when you put in a wheelchair at the back of the taxi, they will charge you extra $1.
Yeah, that's right. Now that we have the feeder bus system that also follows this disabled-friendly design, has it in reality been helpful for people with disabilities?
So the biggest problem was we faced last time because when there is no feeder buses, the wheelchair users find it very difficult to go out from the house. Now that we have, this is actually make the disabled people's lives very much easier because they can just take a bus from the bus stop nearest to their house and go to the MRT station. And from the MRT station, they can go to the destination they want. So we have the connectivity. I'm very, very sad. I feel like crying when I hear a member of parliament saying that, you know, they are planning to scrap off this feeder buses system. Yeah. I don't think this person, Mr. Tony Pua, the Member of Parliament, he could be good in calculation because he's in the Ministry of Finance. I don't think he's good in understanding the needs of people. People that living in this country are not everyone can walk. We have varieties of people with multiple needs. That comes also the 15% of the people with disability that live in this country. They don't have any other cheapest mode of public transportation system available at the moment. So I think this is the best solution that we have. Please don't take it away from us.
Do you feel that the government has engaged with the stakeholders they need to engage with on this matter? Are the voices of people with disabilities being heard?
Yes. Yeah, they have a committee called Jawatan Kuasa Pengangkutan Orang Kurang Upaya. In fact, I'm also in there. We've been talking about this, bringing in accessible taxi for, I'm not sure, I think nearly about 10 years already, nearly 8 to 10 years already, they've been talking about it from the previous government until to this government as well. But until today, there's no solution for that.
And why do you think it's taken 10 years? Are there any issues that are keeping us from having disability-friendly taxis?
I'm not sure, because we actually have asked them to bring in some prototype taxis. They have introduced a lot of taxis in Malaysia called One Malaysia Taxi before. In fact, we call, maybe they can actually make it compulsory to ask taxi companies to bring in accessible taxis to this country. Now we have Grab in the market. Grab are owned by individuals. Individuals are doing it on a part-time basis. And this is a normal car. You see, accessible taxis are totally different. They are a bit higher. They are more like the van type, not the car type. The van type is more suitable to convert it to become an accessible taxi rather than the normal sedan car Grab driver.
So if the government does decide to go ahead with the plan to use Grab cars, is there any way at all to take into account the needs of the disabled as well?
I'm not sure about that. If they want to make it work, I think they are welcome to do that. But I don't want them to mix up the bus and the taxis. They are two different things. Taxis are private cars. Private vehicle that we want to hire them to go to point A to point B. But feeder buses is not like that. Feeder buses, they can actually take quite a number of people at one go and go to the destination. And I find it very, very reasonable prices. Feeder buses covers 3 kilometers radius from every MRT station. They only charge $1. Can Grab car charge me $1? So I find that the feeder buses service are very reasonable and cheaper for us to use. If it's costing government a lot of investment in order for them to provide this kind of a service, I think the government should also look into the needs of the people who are really, really need this service in order for them to survive on the daily basis. It's their rice bowl.
Thank you very much, Murugesaran, for your perspective. That was V. Murugesaran, President of the Damai Disabled Persons Association of Malaysia, giving us another take on what it might mean if the government replaces feeder bus services with Grab car. Are we really looking at everyone? Yeah.
Right now, I don't think so. I don't think we've properly accounted for it. One of those ideas that sounds better in theory than in practice, I think.
But also, you know what's the thing? It's like there are so many countries in the world that have figured this out.
We could look to their examples.
I don't know. Surely we've done enough lawatan sambil belajar to find out what are some best practices that we can just kind of adopt and maybe modify to our country where sidewalks don't exist and the weather is really hot, and I don't know.
Well, I mean, there are some basic things. You just described two things. Sidewalks could exist.
They could,
shade,
yes,
could also exist.
Correct.
And I think that if some of those things were taken into account, then maybe a solution would be just sort of naturally more problem solving simply because you've already addressed some things.
Yeah, like I'm not even trying to solve the problem of public transport costing a lot of money, right? Because I don't think any government in the world has figured that out. It always ends up being something that the government subsidizes.
Yes.
That it is a national good and a public good and taxpayer money should go to public transport. That's fine. I mean, that's another problem. I'm just talking about the functionality of what we have and whether or not it works for the money we pay.
And the importance of accounting for for people who have different needs and who rely on public transport for independence. I think that's hugely important.
Yes. Let us know your thoughts. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can also text us on 018-789-8899. Are you happy with this idea of Grab and, I guess, taking over these feeder bus services from the MRT services? We may not be able to get to all of your messages, but I'm pretty sure the folks at the Morning Run will. So keep those coming in. You're listening to The Evening Edition. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.